Hey, I'm going to call a special meeting to order, Town Discovery Bay. Can we have roll call, please?
President Still, not here. Vice President Pease?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Lee?
Here.
Director Simon?
Here.
And we'll pledge allegiance at the regular meeting. Time for public comment. There seems to be no public here at the moment, so we'll bypass that. And we're going to go from open session into a closed session. And with that, I'll turn it over to staff.
The Town Discovery Bay Board will adjourn in a closed session as identified on the agenda.
Open session.
It's on.
And President Steele has joined us. And now back into open session, and without any further discussion, we'll adjourn the special meeting.
Carol, it was 6:38.
Okay. Let me turn this.
I'm not sure we've got the right Wi-Fi.
I don't question it.
Good evening and welcome to the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors regular town meeting. At this time, I would like to ask everyone to follow Kevin in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Still?
Here.
Director Pease?
Here.
I'm sorry, Vice President Pease? Director Graves?
Here.
Director Lee?
Here.
Director Simon?
Here.
Great, thank you very much. At this time, we'll have public comment. The public comment is limited to a 3-minute time limit. Anybody wishing to speak can come up to the podium and speak before the board on an item that is not on the agenda. Any clarifying questions must come through the chair of this meeting. Do we have any public comment tonight? All right, no public comment. We'll move on to item C, area agencies reports. Is the sheriff's office, please.
Good evening, everyone. How are you guys doing? In the month of January, we had 355 calls for service with 22 reports taken, which is really low. Very few calls, very few reports taken in January. The only residential burglary that we do have there was pretty much they left their garage door open overnight. So when they got up the next morning, some stuff was gone. Any questions from anyone?
Down here was quiet.
Yeah, that's really
2735.
Wow. Short list today.
I ask these all the time.
2735. Where did you see that?
On this page here.
You would ask me that one. I don't have on here.
Oh. That's not what I asked last time, is it? You had the rest of them all memorized now.
It's not showing.
Between battery
domestic. Well, I think we had to add it.
David Lane.
You know, I don't have that.
David Lane?
I have that big one here. With David Elaine's name on that thing. 2735.
And Beaver Lane.
You gotta give me 740 Beaver?
Yes, yeah. 700 block.
700 block.
Oh, okay. It'll be a domestic.
Okay.
And with that,
I'm not asking.
Now we know where it is.
Most of you guys probably already know that guy in the back, David Elaine. He is our new resident deputy. He was the one that was selected out of everybody. So he's used to taking care of the kids during the day at the school. Now we take care of them at night for him. So any issues, he's the man. Any other questions from you guys?
Thanks, Tony.
All right, guys.
No, good. Thank you very much. If we could have the CHP, please.
Hello, board members. How are you doing, Officer Thomas of Highway Patrol?
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about you guys?
Great.
Last month, stats out here, we had 53 citations for all new speeding violations, and then shortly after that was the stop sign violation. And a couple other things like reg and stuff, anomaly speed, the DCM violation. We had 4 DUI arrests, 3 stolen vehicle recoveries. One was a, on top of that, a stolen vehicle occupied, which I arrested the guy had over here. And we had 7 collisions in the area, mostly at intersections from rear enders. And that is pretty much the stats. I got your email about that.
You want to fill us in?
I haven't been able to get over there yet and stuff.
Is that it?
I had sent Officer Thomas an email. I had a couple complaints regarding a big rig that was parked on Highway 4 east of the boulevard in the landscape area. So if you're heading west on Highway 4. Against the wall. And there was a tractor, just the tractor was a kind of a royal blue. Then there was a white big rig there, tractor and trailer, last week. Is that an illegal parking area?
What we can give a warning for is not to sit over there for 72 hours, basically, what it is. So I haven't been able to talk to the people. I wanted to talk to them personally. I've had people truck their parts and have a, just wasn't a good location, and I've talked to them, just kind of educated them about things, about maybe parking their trucks in a safer location. You know, you said something there, it's pretty high prone to getting broke into or something like that. Usually when you tell them some information like that, they'll start parking it someplace.
I'm wondering if it's the same guy from Centex who was parking where we finally got the no parking signs up. Different truck?
I know there's always, on Point of Timber, there's always 2 or 3 in the city. I know they park there all the time.
It's not marked, no parking.
But it'd be horrible to have them start parking here. Once one of them does it, they're all going to do it.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if it was legal to park on the state highway like that, that's all.
Yeah, they're all, they could do, we could, for 72 hours, but I need to find out who the registered owner is and talk to them and kind of inquire why they're doing that. So
yeah, I haven't seen them since I sent you the last one.
Yeah, I didn't go by there personally, but I had a Taylor that kind of rolls out here. I had him go by there. I think he threw a tag on it. They might have gotten a note that it's not parked there or something like that. So, you guys have anything else?
How many total violations were that? 53, or is that
there
just
was speeding? 53 violations. That includes the speed violations and stop sign violations.
How does that fall into the monthly averages?
That's about par.
About there?
Yeah, when I used to work out here as a D, I think we had a little bit more, some more citations.
Yeah.
You know, especially when we had these type of substation out here. It was, probably had about another on average, probably 20 a month or something like that.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. All right, East Contra Costa Fire Protection District, please.
Evening, directors. Little summary of district activity in the month of January. District as a total was 636 calls with an average response time of 7 minutes and 33 seconds. In the Discovery Bay Byron area, there were a total of 74 calls for the month, which is about 11.5% of all the calls. Of those 74 calls, the average response time was 8 minutes and 56 seconds. Little update on the board meeting. The board received its draft engineer's report on the proposed benefit assessment. It's also available on our website. It's now under a review of the board and staff for the next 19 days. It'll go back to the consultant after the finance committee looks at it on the 19th. The board will get the final draft report on March 2nd. If the board decides to move forward with the benefit assessment, the ballots would go out March 13th for about 6 weeks, and public hearing and the tabulation of the ballots would come back on April 27th. Based on the updated data, our updated budget and everything, a single family home is running between $95 and about $106 is where the number is. Those numbers are still, as we continue to fine-tune the data, get adjusted a little bit. As you're aware of, though, we started this process in August. We stopped the progress first week in September based on knowing some of the data wasn't correct. And with that, you know, we picked up several hundred parcels that were affected. About 10,000 parcels total were affected by the data not being correct. and then which affected all 44,000 parcels across the district. Again, that engineer's report's on our website. It's to see the methodology of what's being used, but in a nutshell, that if your house is with 1,000 feet of a fire hydrant, you're within 5 miles of a fire station, that's where you're going to see the biggest benefit of the district being able to respond to a fire. So, that's all spelled out in the engineer's report. And I'm available for any questions.
Is the $95 to $100 average, is that in addition to the current rate, or is that would be the total rate for a home?
That would be the total rate on a benefit assessment, which would be separate than the property tax.
Ah, so it's an addition to it.
Right. Another line item on your
right.
property tax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Supervisor Mary Pipo's office, please.
Hello, good evening, everybody.
Well, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just have a couple of things to update you on. Yesterday at the Board of Supervisors office, they adopted Laura's Law. This allows for individuals who are seriously mentally ill, who cycle through jails, hospitals, and mental health facilities, to have involuntary outpatient treatment and services. These seriously mentally ill people repeatedly go into these facilities, raising the cost for us. So it's been adopted for a 3-year trial period to see if by providing this help to them separately, we can keep them out of those jails and hospitals and bring those costs down in that area. So it's a good thing. We'll see how it goes. The second thing is family justice centers. I'm not sure if anybody has heard of Family Justice Center. We have two of them in Contra Costa County. The first one in Richmond has been operating successfully for the last about 18 months, 2 years. And the second one will be opening in Concord next month. We here in East County are looking to open a center here. It's in the very beginning stages. But these centers are a resource for when there's violence within the family. And so they provide support and help services to try to end that violent cycle for those families.
How are they funded?
They have some grants. That's why it's in the beginning phases here. There are some grants, and I can get you the breakdown of where the other funds come from, but I don't know that directly.
Mm-hmm. Are these residential? Let's say a fellow is abusing his wife, and they're able to get wife and child out.
Wife and child can go to the Family Justice Center for assistance and help.
Mm-hmm. Are they kind of nondiscreet? In other words, the person that was causing the problem doesn't know where they're located?
Well, it's not necessarily
it's not residential.
A facility in terms of where they're going to stay, like a shelter. It's to try to help them get out of the situation that they're in. So they would be going to
more
that
counseling.
Kind of like counseling, yes. And to get them the services that they need. Okay. Because
a lot of times,
yeah, not an overnight stay
no,
kind of
a no. thing. Okay. A lot of times they don't know where to go, which is why they stay where they're at.
Yeah, there's a reason I mentioned that. I was on a city council in Fremont, and there is a home there called Safe. And you'd never know it was there. And it was very, very nice to have a place for folks to get out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I have for tonight. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Thank you for your time. Well, moving on to item D, any committee reports, transplant?
Wayne Steele, I'll be updating you on transplant and Contra Costa County Planning Commission. We don't have a lot going on out here. I'll go over a few things in a second on the Planning Commission. But as far as the transplant, two things that we did in the last meeting. The Measure J funds, which fund a lot of our transportation improvements in this area, they moved some money around from the State 4 widening project to support the Pittsburgh Center Station. And then there was some more money moved out of the East County Construction Reserve and from the State 4 widening project to finance EBART. And I think some of that was extra money beyond what had been budgeted because some of the projects for the widening had come in under budget. Also, there was a request to approve a proposal for adoption of the East County Action Plan for the routes of regional significance. And today I ended up sending to the town of Discovery Bay the 62-page PDF and the map, because that does include our route of significance through here to Tracy. We had a presentation, and there's three or four different routes that they're looking to modify, and I'm sure most of you are aware, down the Byron Bethany area, past the airport, along the train right away. But this plan is supposed to be forwarded to the CCTA to be incorporated in the countywide transportation plan, and it was adopted by the Transportation Committee in its final draft state. So what I had included was the final draft, including all the markups that have been the changes over the last three cycles.
So that includes the proposed alignment?
Yes. And they still have not chose in our area exactly. They've kind of mapped out what they're investigating. So none of that's determined. There are some primary areas and some secondary areas that have been marked out, but nothing definite. It's just to keep that in the discussion, and so that it's part of the transportation plan that we work on every year. Most of what we've been doing in the last year is using the Measure J funds and making sure that the projects that have already been approved, that the money is going properly, managing additional monies or taking back money and reallocating it. Also, the project list that we had for the next 20 years has come in, and there's been some reorganization of priorities on those. And some of that was to help the Pittsburgh area get some of their projects done that had seemed to be continually falling on the bottom. We had 2 years ago a little issue with Pittsburgh separating itself from ECRFA and out of the Transplant Committee, and we finally got everybody back in the fold, so we're kind of back on track with Pittsburgh there. So that's Transplant. If you have any questions on that, I can answer those. Okay, with regard...
I have a question.
Okay.
So how is the... are they looking at the Ag Corps and trying to minimize that impact on that path?
In the roots of regional significance, that's all taken into account.
All right.
As far as how the roads are currently being used right now and what we do have out here, and what the future plans are for development. And that also includes the EBART extension that, when they mapped it out last, goes all the way to Byron. They're still trying to be able to pick up people coming from Tracy, mitigating a parking situation out in Byron, and then that'll shoot its way back up Highway 4 bypass. I think the first extension we're going to see is the one that comes out toward Lone Tree.
Thank you.
Okay. Just one more thing. This will just outline the components that are inside that East County Action Plan. And again, if you want to get a copy of it, it'll be available for you. It's probably on the server. It's in Carol's email right now. The second chapter goes out over the roots of regional significance within East County. It also talks about the current commuting patterns and overall growth trends in the third chapter. The action plan's goals and objectives are laid out in the fourth, the proposed regional actions. So more specific to what you want to see in this area will be delved into in chapter five. And then all the notification, review, and monitoring process with regards to all of the projects that are currently going and going to be going on in the future. And then with regards to the Contra Costa County Planning Commission, we haven't had a lot of items happening out in this area. The zoning administrator did the other day see a request from the Lear Winery to expand their events out in that area, and that will probably be coming before the Planning Commission. As long as there weren't any objections, that'll probably be a consent item. We're all aware of Pantages. It's still evolving, being changed. Last time I looked at Rec 800, they had reduced the number of on-water lots and increased the off-water lots. There is an ordinance that is being bounced around for the whole county, and it may not apply to East County because they're working it in certain areas that have requested an allowance for chickens on properties. And when I ask about it, the thing that I was concerned, two things, is what is the smallest lot size that they're going to allow this on? And they said 6,000 square feet, and that means the lakes and lakeshore and the golf club, the country club, it just...
We've sent a letter.
Okay, so
addressing that fact.
And the other thing that they couldn't address is what is the mitigation if you end up having issues with people not tending to the chickens properly. They did tell me that there is a rooster exclusion, and I don't know how they're going to end up enforcing that, but they may be able to file a complaint. The roosters are then taken away, but as I grew up, we had chickens on our ranch, but our ranch was 30 acres, and it was some distance from the house where all the feces and everything was, and you know, coccidiosis is a product of chicken manure, and it's not something that we want to deal with dogs, cats, other animals getting involved with. So I'll continue to follow that one, but that one was somewhat unique. And then we've got the cemetery coming up that it's probably still a couple of months away, and that will probably take us a couple of months to just go through each 3-minute cycle. There is a lot of objection to that by people in surrounding areas, and not so much, well, and also the people that live in that area, but people that will be driving by that are taking offense at the consideration for a cemetery near a road that they might be driving by. Some of it has to do with the ethnicities and cemeteries and buried dead, but this will be one of those things where it'll be week after week till 10:30 at night for 4 to 8 weeks possibly before we have...
What's the proposed location?
Yeah. Oh, it's in Mary's area, because I haven't got any information sent to us yet on that.
You don't know what road it's on?
It's an additional cemetery?
It's an expansion of an existing cemetery, but it's like in the middle of this huge parcel of land. It's got like 300 or 400 acres, and it's so far away from any of the roads, but there is a subdivision, if I remember the map correctly, across the street from where this person owns the property. And if we remember that wherever the property ends, there's another 300 foot radius off of every property corner, so everybody that touches that, and those people go back to their synagogues or churches or wherever their religious point is and talk to their people, and then all of a sudden we will have a large discussion, let's just say that. And I'm only anticipating...
Is that an expansion of Union Cemetery?
Where is that located?
The one right on Old Highway 4 between Sellers and Brentwood Boulevard? And Brentwood Highway, Byron Highway?
No, I thought it was further out. I'll get the answer to that.
That's the only cemetery that's out further out than Antioch. The next closest one's over on 18th Street in Antioch.
Yeah. Cool.
But anyway, just curious.
Okay, so And again, that I'll have that information for the next meeting, the exact location and some more specifics on that.
Thank you.
The other thing that they did want me to let you guys know, if you haven't already, there are email alerts available both for the ZA and for the Planning Commission agendas, just so that you can kind of follow what's going on there. And subscribe to both of those. Just to make sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, great information, Dwayne. Thank you for sharing that all with us.
Any other reports? For-
From the special districts?
Yeah, I attended the...
We're not on that yet.
What?
Special District Association meeting.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry.
I thought we were still here for a portion, but okay.
Contra Costa Special Districts Association, I attended. They had a speaker that talked about the broadband interstructure, and there are three counties, Alameda, Contra Costa, and Solano County. AT&T is kind of heading it up, and they went through and graded all the towns in A through F. I don't know how they got that. And then just kind of see how much broadband usage you have and how much capability you have. The average in all the cities is about a C. Brentwood, however, come to find out, in the early 90s laid conduit through their new housing developments and are going to be able to offer a 1 gigabyte city. So there's a company called Sonic that's going to go in there and pull cable and be the provider for internet over there. I'm not sure how we'll interface with this. I think we've tried. I'm not sure what the capabilities of these two towers are out here, but it's something they're looking at for the next 3 years and bring everybody on to the end.
Until the federal government regulates it, and then everybody will move as fast as dial-up, because that's fair.
Thank you, Mr. President. There was a code enforcement meeting that I attended last week. The hit list of items for Discovery Bay sounds like a broken record. Motorhomes, trailers and driveways, boats and trailers not properly hidden behind the requisite fences. As well as hopefully coming to some form of a conclusion with a property on Newport Place, I believe it is, where there's a hoarder there, and it's an eyesore of the neighborhood, and it's a health issue, and it's a single woman that lives there, and county code enforcement has been working with senior services. And made some headway on that, but don't anticipate anything happening real fast on it. And so that's about it as it relates to code enforcement.
Do you get a lot of calls for code enforcement queries in our office?
You know, we'll get emails every now and then that will pop up off the website. And well, for example, we received one yesterday regarding a house over on Foghorn. And so I took that request and we reply back to the person that submitted it that we would be submitting to code enforcement, which we did, and it'll be on the next agenda as we hit the next meeting later this month, and we'll have more information at that point.
Would you let them know that the individual that owns the Discovery Bay pet sit-in, who has been told that she's in violation of signed ordinance, it still goes out and pleasantly puts your signs out for 8 hours a day and then takes them back and then puts them back out again on Saturdays and Sundays?
We discussed that, and I did indicate to her where that Joe's out of the code enforcement, where that individual lives, the street that she lives on.
Right, it's important.
Yes, I know. And to please have a conversation with her. So we'll see where that goes.
Just in everybody's face with it.
If I can't remember that. If we did what we talked about, her signs go up and they stay up because we allow them to stay up. If we snatch them every Saturday and she pulls them up, she has to buy those signs. If we pop
them, they're on public land and not on our land.
They're not. They're in the public right away.
Yeah, it's not legal to have them there either.
No, it's not. But it's not. But we can take them out of our landscaping area, but we can't take them off of the public street. That's a different
department. I'm not trying to give us any.
Not yet. It hasn't really worked out. Am I correct?
No, I went by.
That's Francine.
I don't know who she is. I just know that.
Okay.
She thinks she's very clever.
Manager Howard just mentioned that he receives some. The district receives calls of assorted varieties of stuff all the time. Do we have a log of those? Do we log those calls in at all? As far as
we log the complaints because we follow up on them. We generally sometimes we get two or three a day. Sometimes we won't get two or three a month.
Right.
It's really just depends, and they are primarily requests for the requests we generally get are to turn water off and reestablish water service for residents moving in and moving out. That's our number one request. We get a lot of requests from people over the course of a month from the parks or from landscaping, and so we'll move those over to Farron and get those addressed. And as it relates to other items throughout the town, we resolve those. I don't know if Willa maintains a log of those, but I will check and find out.
Yeah,
we address them. I mean, they go in our work order format system, and we address them, and but I'm not sure there's a log that's actually maintained.
The only reason I'm mentioning it, just for myself, general curiosity, I would then get a sense of, you know, kind of what's going on a little bit. I don't need to know the resolution or whatever, but if, you know, a call for request for partners. I don't know how you might do that, but staff might think about that and just something to.
A lot of our police start trash service on Monday, you know, and we reply and say we don't do trash service contact discovery bait.
Right, but still with a phone call in here, so it kind of shows the traffic of stuff.
Anyway.
Yes. Just for clarification, we've got code enforcement for the county, and what code enforcement is Discovery Bay doing, and when are we calling for the county? Because I know for all of our wreck vehicles and a lot of those issues, we end up dealing with the county and Patty. And are there times where we're supposed to be calling Discovery Bay first? Or?
Patty's no longer part of our region. Joe Lozado is a code enforcement officer that's responsible for this area. And due to staffing issues at the county level, they only respond to complaints. That's it.
But
they
through, are not they through are not Discovery Bay? Or
we meet monthly with the supervisor's office and other representatives of some of the other unincorporated areas. And so we meet with them, and we have a hit list of items that we bring up each month. And we have follow-ups with them. And I probably send Joe two or three emails a month on things to look into, and he'll reply that it's taken care of or whatever the case is.
Okay, so we can go either way, then it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
We don't have any code enforcement authority.
Just reporters.
So we report. Everything goes to the county. The county has to do it all, unfortunately.
All right, well, thanks for the update there, Rick. Let's move on here. Any presentations this evening, staff?
None. We did have one, but they called to cancel. That was, the board recalls, the county came and gave a area of benefit assessment presentation, and October, and asked to come back and give a follow-up. And we actually had it on the agenda, and they canceled at the last minute, so we had to pull it off. So we're hoping to get them back at the next meeting. So that's that.
Consent calendar on motion.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to item G, business and action items. Staff, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. If Farron can come to the podium, the next two items actually are reports from her. The first one is to approve a contract with Commercial Tree Care services related to an RFP that was released back in December, I believe.
This is for tree care services in the county landscape zones 57 and 61. We do have a maintenance agreement with the county where we manage the contracts through this. The budgets are approved through the county. We're given a set dollar amount and identification of projects for the year. This is in line with that budget and their approvals. They have issued a work order for it. Through this process and part of that agreement, we manage those contracts and release those. So It is within budget. The low bidder we've worked with before successfully, so the recommendation is to accept the bid from Commercial Tree.
How are they from a managing standpoint? Easy to work with?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It should be noted that this is a triennial service.
Yeah. Well, we have a certain That's number right of word. Trees that we try to put all of the trees on a 3-year rotation. So there's tree trimming every year. It's just this section is on this year. But
so one of the financial items that the town would do then would ask for reimbursement for staff time and vehicle usage and for monitoring and overseeing that.
We bill all of our actual hours and vehicle usage for anything that's used in the county zones to the county monthly.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Sign, please.
Thank you. This next item, Mr. President, members of the board, is to approve a contract with T Janitorial Services for Town of Discovery Bay facilities related to an RFP that, again, was released last year. And I'll let Farron get into the process and what we went through in selecting the selected firm.
Okay. There were a couple reasons we put this contract out. One, that it was nearly time. The current contract that we have for janitorial services is nearly 4 years old. It had been started with a 2-year contract with 2 1-year extensions. We've had a number of problems during the course of this contract, different meetings of just not feeling like we were satisfied with the level of service we were receiving. The contractor would kind of step it up, we'd renew, back down again, and so we've constantly been going back and forth. We've worked with this contractor for a long time. I know it's been identified during some of our committee meetings. I believe this was on the park side with the janitorial services we were receiving at Cornell, that there was a number of residents who had been calling to our directors to complain about that. So there's really twofold. We're just trying to fix this. This was the bid that was released. Our current contractor did come in as the lowest bid. They were not recommended for two reasons. One, they did not provide a complete bid. They had missed a site completely and did not provide a pricing for it. And then secondarily, again, it's just the failure to provide satisfactory service in the past. T Janitorial, we haven't had any experience with them, but we did call their references. They had good references. They work with some other agencies out of Stockton, Walnut Grove, and I believe some in Antioch, but they are based out of Sacramento. So,
do we have a termination clause within this? We have an issue with them?
Yes. It's I believe all of our contracts is 30 days notice.
This was a hard one because, to be honest with you, we all like the gentleman that's doing the services now. And as Farron indicated, he would step up and then slack off, step up and slack off. And it's time to make the change in our minds. And while T is not the lowest bidder, we believe it's the lowest responsible bidder.
All right, any board discussion? Any public comment? No comment? Any make a motion?
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Before Farron leaves the podium, I sent an email to the board this afternoon notifying them that I was notified verbally last Friday that she will be leaving us soon. She's going to be moving on to the city of Fremont, where she's accepted a position with the Community Services Department over there. I'm very sorry and sad to see her leave, as she knows, because I've had some conversations with her about this. But I know that we all wish her the best. And as this will, I guess you have one more meeting with us, but she should be here through February the 20th. So I just want to let the board and public know and thank you for all of your efforts on behalf of all of us for the past 5 years.
You will definitely be here. You've done a great job since you've been here. We will miss you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wish you a bit of that. Now, even after you quit, you still have to come in to work.
I still got to read that.
Yeah. You have done an excellent job.
Yes, you have. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Farron. All right, next item, please.
The next item is a handout that was distributed to the board and to the public and posted to the website this afternoon as additional materials. It's a follow-up from the agenda item that the board, or from the, I'm sorry, not agenda, but from the an item that was discussed at the board workshop on Saturday with respect to the manner in which the board appoints representatives to both regional committees as well as some of our subcommittees. The board did make some consolidations to some of the subcommittee recommendations and directed staff to come back with those. We have done that, and if you turn to page, I believe it's page 3 of the handout, there's a revised district representative listing for 2015 that has blanks where the board members' names would go. We did have to revise the bylaws as well. Article 4, Section 2 was changed. Primarily, we had to delete the section that referenced that one of the general responsibilities of the board president was that the board president shall appoint in such committees and other working groups as confirmed by the board. If the board continues to want that as their direction, there is a underlined strikeout format. And above that, in Section 2, there is a rewording or a wording that section that's been added with respect to regional committees as well as subcommittees, and also added a paragraph at the very bottom that identifies the fact that the board may at some point in time in the future determine that it's appropriate and necessary to form a committee, possibly of members of the public, and it may be for a limited subject in a limited term to be formed by resolution of the board. So really the language to read, I hope I got the intent of the direction on Saturday in those two primary paragraphs that are located in the bylaws. So if you were to go through those, essentially that the board members have preference of committee selections based on the order of president, vice president, president pro tem. The senior most board member followed by the least senior board member. I did add some language in there in the event that seniority cannot be determined due to the date of the assumption of office. Two board members were elected at the same time and were therefore the least amount of time on the board, that it would, that the senior member of that group would be the member that received the highest vote count in that most recent election, and carry the same subject through for the subcommittees as well, the same structure. So I know it came to you late. We struggled a little bit with the language, and Rod and I had spent some time discussing it, but we wanted to make sure we got it to you as promised. And so it did come out a little late today, but we, I think we got the intent of the board from the workshop.
A lot of words.
It's a lot of words. And it may come back that we may need to tweak and revise it at some point in the future as well. So.
Any comments?
After reading, what staff has put together, I think it captures the consensus that was developed on the 31st. And I'd make a motion to adopt the staff record for the staff report.
I'll second it.
Any public comment? No public comment. I got a comment on. I think that in the first paragraph here talks about the shall be elected by the board at the January meeting. Let's be more specific. It's the first meeting in January on that, and then.
Chris, I'm sorry, I don't know where you're.
All right, you're on section 2. You just went through it. Section 2, terms and responsibilities of elected officials or officers. You could add in the black section there at the top, the first paragraph. first meeting in January. And there's really nothing in here to prevent two committee members to go in and out on the same two-year time. They're not going to be staggered. There's no conversation about that.
That was a miss. Thank you, President Steele.
We're talking
the board did indicate that they would like to see that the committee appointments be for a two-year period, beginning with the most recent election cycle, which would have started this January. And I will add language to that and make that correction. Thank you for bringing that.
So I think
thank you for bringing that up.
Do we have to have a vote here? It's been seconded. Can we amend it?
I'll amend my motion
to include those two changes.
Yes.
And I assume your motion was for an amendment to the bylaws in accordance with what's in the staff report, subject to the two additions, adding the January first meeting in January and adding language that says that all committee appointments will be for a two-year term.
Correct.
And I'd really like to see this effective next year and not today or the next meeting.
That was not the consensus of the board at the meeting.
No. Okay. I think we already changed the second thing.
All right.
And I will renew my second.
Any public comment? Okay, Rick, you have a question?
I just want to make sure I have this correct, that the term of committee appointments shall serve a two-year term.
I was suggesting language, Rick, that says all committee appointments shall be for a two-year term.
Let me ask a question before we vote on this.
Yeah, Mr.
Bob. If it's a two-year term, what if a director goes off the board in the second year?
Well, they would be an appointment to the board, so you'd have your fifth, or it's an election. Say an election came during that cycle and someone lost or a new person came on, that new person would be that person. And then the normal rotation would always stay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just works for me how it is.
I'd like to propose a modification to the discussion that was occurred on Saturday, in that if you happen to be, for example, the fifth person choosing, just because that's where you fall within the guidelines, and that there is a limited amount of committees and regional appointments that have substantial effect on our district. In other words, the Regional Transportation Agency really doesn't have a lot of effect. It's not something that any of us are probably going to jump to be on. But if you happen to be the fifth person choosing, you're also the tenth person choosing. So therefore, you have like no opportunity to, or you have very limited opportunity to be able to get something of any interest to you or of any value to the district, for that matter. And I think it would be much more fair if the order was as was stated, but then the order gets reversed for the second round. So the person that was that had the last choice in the first round gets the first choice in the second round. Mm-hmm. And that way it has an opportunity to get something that has some impact on the district instead of just taking what's left over.
Well, on the regional committees, there's more than five here on the region, so there would be two or three spots, I guess, unless the ones in yellow are not going to be.
Obviously not going to even address, but the East County Water Management Association, I think, was already discussed and taken care of.
President, Vice President.
Yeah, and that comes off the, that's just shouldn't even be there because it's already signed. But that also would fall true to the five subcommittees that are there.
Well, no, that's not true on that one, because there's two positions. So if you're the fifth person, there's still six spots.
Good point. With regards to the regional, that's not the same, though.
Correct, but on the regional, you're the second choice is an alternate.
But you don't attend the meeting if you're the alternate.
Correct.
Okay, so of what value is that to the person that's choosing
tenth after having a fifth choice. I'm talking about, we're trying to say what's fair here. Does it appear to be fair for somebody to have a fifth and a tenth choice when somebody has a first and a sixth choice when there's only six committees?
On the regional stuff, I don't care if it reverses because the second person normally isn't going to go other than maybe one meeting. It's two meetings in a 2-year period, so I'm good with that. On the regional side.
So complicated, you guys.
Yeah. You want to make it as fair as you can.
Right.
The 1st of January.
Kevin's got a good point.
Well, why wouldn't it matter for the committee side?
Well, that one we've got, because you've got an open spot.
You may not, though. If you go through four people, then it gets to you. Yeah. Two committees could be full, and you'd have no choice to get on there.
No, it's not true, because you can then go on any committee you want if you're the fifth person.
No.
Because there's two spots available.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
If the president and the vice president chose water, wastewater, and number three and number four chose finance, number five doesn't have an opportunity for either one of those committees.
That's true.
And then if it goes again that same way, because he's now 10th, you just might sit there and wait to what's left over. I don't really care. Do it. I just thought it might be more fair. But I really don't care. Honest to God, I don't care. At this point, it makes no difference. I really don't. It's fine the way it is. Forget I said. I withdraw my statement.
What it allows it to do is as the board...
I withdraw my statement. It's not even worth a cent. I withdraw my...
The board rotates, and then that whole selection...
In 2 years.
Correct.
You might be out by the time that happens. So I withdraw my proposal. Obviously, it was not a good idea.
Any other comments?
I wanted to state that on the highlighted areas, I just added the location and date and time, and that's why that's highlighted, because I don't know that information. I don't know if you guys can...
Oh, that's the significance of the yellow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, at the workshop, the board asked for the location and the date and times of those committee meetings, so as you make your selections, you have an idea of when they're taking place.
Okay. And then in the subcommittees, you've just broken down the different areas for each of those larger subcommittees that we're going to have now. Okay. All right. Call for the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay. 3-2.
Question? What was the, I'm sorry, point of order is what I should have said. The motion was to make the changes to the bylaws as amended,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken, number one. Number two, was there a motion there that made this effective next January?
No, not part of that. Effective today.
The only other thing we've taken that I also heard and thought we were voting on, we might not have been, is that we would reverse the order for the second go round. The last person
Regional committee.
He withdrew that. That was not part of the motion.
The motion
was to amend the bylaws as presented in the staff report with two changes. Change number one is to indicate that the appointment occurs at the first meeting in January. The second change was to identify that all subcommittees and committees are a 2-year term. And that passed on a 3-2.
Yes, thank you. All right, moving on here.
You can't move on past this one because now you've got to do the appointments,
okay,
right?
Thanks.
Correct.
Rick, walk us through this. The president has the first selection, followed by the vice president, followed by the president pro tem, followed by the next senior board member, which would be Mark Simon, followed by the least senior, which would be Director Lee. So that would be the order in which the committee selections would be made for this round of selections.
I don't get a choice.
Selections.
Just goes from Mark to Bob?
You're mayor, you aren't.
You're
mayor pro tem. I thought Kevin was.
No, I'm not.
President, I'm sorry, Mayor Pro Tem. President Pro Tem.
President Pro Tem.
It would be Bob.
Bob. Oh, but that,
I'm sorry. Then yes, you are correct. Director,
so I go last.
You would be last, yes.
That's perfect.
And there's no limit onto the, all the committees? Well, we didn't split it up that hard if you wanted to be a superpower. All right. So we'll go through the first committee here. Let's go Contra Costa County Aviation Advisory.
Actually, the way you're going to do it is you're going to...
You're going to make the choice.
You're going to turn to the president, you're going to pick which regional committee you would take.
I got it.
Flip the order. We were going to do the board subcommittees first, followed by the regional committees.
Who's running this show?
I know, I thought I was.
I was not president.
Who the hell's running the show?
Yeah, I thought I was, so...
Well, that was the decision that we made on the 31st. I'm just trying to bring back the consensus of the 31st.
We gave the board guidance. We gave staff guidance.
Right. And that was the
guidance. Let's keep it simple.
I don't recall.
We're going to start from top to bottom, so let's just do it that way. Contra Costa County Aviation Advisory Committee. I'd still like to be a part of that. I'm okay.
No. You pick which
you get first choice.
Pick whatever I want.
Yeah. Pick whatever you want of the regional.
Got it. All right. I'm going to take the take the fire district.
That's your first choice?
Yes.
So next in order would be Director Peace.
Okay. I'll make that easy. I'll go ahead and stay on pick the Special District Association.
Third one down. Director Lee.
Police Service.
Which one did you pick, Bill?
The Police Service.
Oh, hey. Which one is that?
Third from the bottom.
Third one up from the bottom and the top.
Wait, third one up?
Okay.
Police Service P6 Committee.
Thank you.
Oh, right there, okay. Is that me?
I'll take. Unless you have a different one.
Yeah. I'll take. See, I can't take code enforcement because I can't go to meetings. I don't want aviation.
Take regional, it never meets.
Which one is that?
Regional transportation.
I'll take regional transportation for 500.
500.
Thank you.
Hold your breath on getting 500 on it.
I'll take aviation advisory committee.
Nothing.
Yeah. You don't even want it on there.
Now we start back over at the top again.
Oh, all right. Okay.
We still got to finish the topic, huh?
I'll take school district.
Okay. Which one should you pick?
I'll be the alternate on the aviation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're on the aviation, not aviation.
Code enforcement.
And now what are you going to do?
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I will take... I'll take the alternate for the special districts.
I'll take ECCF PD alternate.
I'm sorry, Director Simon, you were alternate to special districts?
Yes. You kept one from the district.
I just took alternate for ECCF PD.
Back to President Steele.
All right, I'll lap kill primary.
Chicken.
I'll take LAFCO alternate.
Schools.
Ah. School district.
What's left? I'm not keeping track.
There's code enforcement and there is transportation, so I'm already on transportation.
There's LAFCO.
I'll take alternate on code enforcement.
There's also police.
Oh, is it worth my looking?
P6.
P6.
Oh, I see. Oh, right there. I'll take that as an alternate.
I'll take alternate LAFCO.
That was already taken by the...
So you took that before without... Oh, without the primary. Okay. I'll take alternate... let me think. Regional transportation.
Or county enforcement. Code enforcement.
No, Chris took LAFCO as primary.
Sure. So he just said he's going to take regional transportation, didn't he, Greg?
Isn't there two open? Isn't code enforcement open?
We still have one for code enforcement.
And one for transportation.
So would you take transportation?
Yep.
There's
one left. So there's a code enforcement.
Okay. Who wants it?
Vice President Peace, do you want to pass or you want to take
it? Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. I'll take alternate on code enforcement.
Okay. Thank you. All right, guys. Thanks for getting through that.
Code enforcement, I attend those meetings. Right. So, usually if one of the board members can't make it, I give the report.
I just want to do a quick rundown, make sure I got the same. So Contra Costa County Advisory Aviation is going to be primary, be Graves, and then Peace. And then Code Enforcement is going to be Elite and Peace. Contra Costa Special District Association with Peace and Simon. Fire District is going to be Steele and Graves. LAFCO will be Steele and Peace. P6 will be Elite and Simon. School District will be Steele and Elite. Transportation will be Simon and Graves. Is that correct?
That's what I have.
All right, perfect. Okay. Thanks.
Rather than, we talked about at some point in time being doing some horse trading, and rather than have this have to be printed up twice or come back, and we're still talking about this, I would like to propose that if it's okay with Director Steele, that he and I swap spots on ECCFPD. Or I would become primary and he would become alternate. Would that be okay with you, Chris?
All right, if you can attend those.
Okay. Right. So that way we just make it up once and Carol doesn't have to do it twice. Is that the kind of horse trading you guys are talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you sharing the load on this. All right.
Thanks, Chris.
So who was the last? Now are we going to do this
different? You
start
over.
You start over the same, same order.
10-4.
Take a pick. Your pick.
All right, I'm going to pick the, we're calling it Parks, Recreation, and Landscaping, or Parks and Recreation. Yep. Okay, I'll take Grumpy on that.
I'll take Water and Wastewater.
I'll take Finance.
Would you take, Bobby took Finance?
Finance, yes, I did.
I will also take Finance.
And I will work with Director Peace on the water, wastewater.
So hold on, I got to be careful what I miss you on. You're on the
water, wastewater, second. Bill's, well, it doesn't matter.
They're
both
same.
Bill and I are on water, same. Wastewater.
There's no primary in this.
Oh, right. No, it's
no just we need two.
Yes, yeah, I just.
So water, wastewater is going to be Bill and you?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Wait, I'm still missing.
We've got five now.
Oh, five.
Start over again.
Gotcha.
Right. So Chris is up again.
How about the waterway subcommittee? I can be a part of that.
I actually changed the name of that.
That's fine.
To, if it's okay with the board, to Waterways and Invasive Species.
I like just waterways.
Just leave it waterways.
Yeah, leave it waterways.
Navigation, no.
Oh, waterways. There should be a word added to that.
What?
All right, so you just took the waterways. Yeah. This is what you took?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had six people. Okay, so it's...
I'll take Parks and Recreation.
I'll take Waterways.
Mark, how do you feel about communicating with me?
I was hoping you could communicate.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. You just kind of get what's left over. Funny how that works, huh?
No, I'll take that. What is it? That was the only one left was the communication subcommittee?
Yep. Yes, it was.
Okay, then we're done.
We're done.
So with this new policy, what happens if next year our personal situations change on our schedules and availability?
The horse trade.
We have to have horse traded again? Okay. Yeah. It all happens.
It'll all just
show game.
Work
do
out.
Do we need a motion for this now to adopt this or no?
Yeah.
You guys.
I'll make a motion.
It wasn't board approved. I mean, it's to the president, approved by the board.
Nope.
Still, no.
No, nope. That bylaw's gone.
We don't need to do anything.
So how does it work?
Does the board confirm this?
It's approved because the board adopted the changes in the bylaws.
Once it's completed, it's
part of the
approved.
Action.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Council, you like it?
I like it. Well, I don't like it, but I
love it. All right. We'll move on to, looks like we're off with our action items here. Let's move on to any information, informational items.
I have one.
Oh, please.
Probably under directors.
Yeah, that'd be better. Let me see here. I just lost my system. Real quick, on January 8th, I attended the school board meeting, and they were in the process of getting their audit. They did have an excellent audit, and it appears they're still having challenges with deficits here in the near future and the reimbursement with the state. Otherwise, the school district also, in Discovery Bay Elementary, there was a donation by the Byron, I think it was the Lions Club, and they donated funds towards a park project. Actually, it was developer fees for a park, and the community decided to, MAC decided to donate it to the school district, and so they dedicated a portion of the Discovery Bay Playground as a park that's opened on the weekends and for after-school activities. So that was an update from the school district. I don't have any other reports right now. Any directors?
Made mine.
Last night, I attended the Delta Byron Lions Club student speech contest. I was a judge. Their topic was on water recycling and conservation and so forth. There were six students that gave their speeches. It was makes you have faith in students again when you see a performance like that. Virgil also attended. Anyway, it was a great. It was a great effort, and I congratulate the Lions Club for sponsoring those things. The student that ultimately wins this can win a $21,000.
Sponsored by the Byron's Lions Club or the Discovery Bay Lions Club?
The Byron.
Thank you.
Yeah, Byron, ladies. But anyway, the student that ultimately gets to through the next two or three rounds can win a $21,000 scholarship from the Lions Club.
What age group?
These were high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's a mix out of the your speech class.
How did Virgil do in competition?
Well, we'll have to talk about that later under closed session.
Yeah, but no, he was fastest on the syllabus.
I wonder if these kids would be Rick. I wonder if these kids would be good candidates for putting together some sort of a science camp or something this summer. We talked about it in our Park and Rec subcommittee. Might be a good talking point. Any other directors' comments, reports?
No. Item
J, manager's report, please.
The only item I have for the board this evening is we met today for the second time with our web developers for the new website, and we should be seeing a draft of a couple of different samples that will be coming before us probably in the next 6 weeks or so. Once we have a chance to vet and comment and they go back and make their edits and changes, I'd like to have a presentation, like a digital plumbing come back down, give a presentation to the board, kind of go through what it is that we've been working on. So we'll schedule that when it gets a bit closer. As a related item to that, I would like to ask the board, and Richard Wisdom is in the room, he's already agreed to do it, I'd like to get an updated set of photos of board members for the new website, so we can roll those ones out and have a standard customary background, that sort of thing. And we will do it probably before a future board meeting.
With the backdrop and stuff?
With the backdrop, that sort of thing. We may need to do it. Maybe take place outside if you can't get it in over the community center. So maybe before a meeting, you rendezvous over there, get your photo taken, and then come on over here for regular board meeting. But we'll schedule that and give you a heads up on that.
Okay.
And
character grades?
I'm sorry, you don't have to
report? Yes.
I just need to go back a minute. There's two things I want to mention. First of all, I want to acknowledge Wiz for his dedication to our community. There's a great article about him in the paper. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see it or not, but he is always available, always doing work out from his heart. He never charges for all the stuff that he does, and he always goes over and above, so I want to acknowledge that. And I also just want to personally acknowledge the service that Karen has done to the community. I don't think she's still here, but unfortunately she's not. But just personally, I want to say that I've worked with her now for 5 years, and it's been a huge leaps and bounds forward, and she's really done a lot for the district, and I just want to personally say it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Legal?
I have nothing to report tonight. Again, thank you, and how much the relationship between Will and Beardsley means to us, between you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Committee updates. All right, well, we've just set our new committees and subcommittees up. It would be good if we get a monthly update from these different groups and have a 5-minute review. That would be great. So let's look forward to calendaring those meetings. Rick, can you make sure we got our calendars set for our committees for our next meeting? Thanks. All right. Any correspondence discussion? No correspondence? No. Any public records requests? Okay. Any future agenda items? Nothing right now? Okay. All right. I'd like to adjourn this meeting right now at 8:10.
Good job.